Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
Chicago Cubs not in on Juan Soto, not in on Max Fried. They're not going to pay the big bucks to do that. But could they possibly be in on a blockbuster type trade to shake up this lineup and perhaps really bring a star bat into the offensive lineup, something that we've been clamoring for a while? Now, the big ticket item right now is the Chicago Cubs are trying to trade Cody Bellinger. Part of that reason, I think, is twofold. One, he does have value right now. I think there are some teams that are going to lose out on Juan Soto that could look at Cody Bellinger as a consolation prize. He opted into his deal. And while I like Cody Bellinger as a baseball player, $27.5 million is a bit of an overpay. Can the Cubs get out of that money and maybe spend it somewhere else? Maybe on a closer, maybe on Pete Alonso at first base. The possibilities can be opened up a little bit if you can move Cody Bellinger off the roster. The other one, surprisingly, at the winter meetings that is now on the table is, would the Chicago Cubs entertain trading Seiya Suzuki? Seiya will be 31 years old. In my opinion, has been unable to stay healthy, especially early on in the season. And when he does come back, he needs a ramping up period where he hasn't been very effective. And I love his talent, but the results just haven't been great. And unfortunately, his regression in the outfield is a big reason why I think we're hearing his name now in this contract, in this winter meeting cycle. Dropping fly balls. He was supposed to be a plus outfielder coming over from Japan. It just hasn't worked out like that. And as it stands right now, I don't think he's worked himself into a second contract with the Chicago Cubs. So maybe they're asking themselves, could they put him out there in a trade scenario to get something back? Now, the only person, to be honest with you, that I think Seiya Suzuki should be on the table for is a guy that's been thrown out there, Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker is a right fielder for the Houston Astros. He is 6'4". He is huge. He hits left-handed. And he's not a superstar, but he's right underneath it. This dude is a total star. Since 2021, these are the types of numbers that Kyle Tucker has put up. He's put up a 5.7 WAR, wins above replacement. He hit 30 home runs with 37 doubles, 92 RBIs while slashing .294, .359, .557. That's an OPS of .917 and an OPS plus of .147. For context, Seiya Suzuki is pretty much the only OPS player that we have above 800. Seiya Suzuki and Ian Happ led the team last year with an OPS plus in the 120s. So that 147 mark would already make him the best hitter in the lineup. 2022, 5.4 WAR, 30 home runs again, 28 doubles, 107 RBIs, hit .257, .333 on base, .478 slugging for an .808 OPS, .129 OPS plus. 2023, 5.4 WAR, 29 home runs, 37 doubles, 112 RBIs, slash .284, .369, .517 on the slug for an .886 OPS, .142 OPS plus. And then last year was hurt for half the season, but still 4.7 WAR, 87 games, hit 23 home runs, 13 doubles, 49 RBIs, hit .289, .408, .585. For a .993 OPS with a .181 OPS plus. 23 home runs would already be second on the Cubs in home runs. This guy brings power. He's the type of guy that you can build a lineup around. He's the type of guy that if you put him into the Cubs lineup, which is filled with good but not great offensive hitters, suddenly that lineup looks a lot more appealing. And if you're telling me You trade Saya for a Kyle Tucker and keep Cody Bellinger, or you trade Cody Bellinger for Kyle Tucker, keep Seiya Suzuki, the Chicago Cubs got a lot better. What will it cost, you ask? Well, it'll probably cost some of our best prospects. Third baseman Matt Shaw, certainly. The one that I like a lot is Seiya Suzuki and Isak Paredes with a couple of prospects for Kyle Tucker. I think that move makes a ton of sense, because you could still keep your controllable pieces like a Matt Shaw, and hopefully he comes up and can play third base for you. You move off of Isak Paredes, and you turn him and Suzuki into an all-star like Kyle Tucker. Now you're cooking with gas. Now, these are all rumors. Don't get me wrong. And I like Suzuki as a player. If they don't trade him, I want him in my lineup. I don't want them to trade him just for prospects. It doesn't make any sense. But the Cubs need to do something big. They've signed Matthew Boyd for $14.5 million. Look, I'm going to be honest with you, not my favorite move in the world. Very much a Drew Smyly type player. 33, 34 years old. Never really been very effective throughout the course of a major league season. Had a huge arm surgery, came back. Got a little bit more of a cutter, changeup mix. And he saw a lot of results with the Cleveland Guardians, especially in that playoff game where he pitched really well. $14.5 million, I can't even tell you with a straight face whether he's a starter or whether he's going to be a long reliever. So it sort of is what it is. They seem to be on the cusp of signing Carson Kelly as their backup catcher, or at least have a timeshare with Miguel Amaya. The move is fine. Younger version of Yan Gomes, maybe he can hit for a little bit of power, but honestly mostly more of a defensive-minded catcher. They're looking at Kyle Finnegan, who had a great season last year closing games for a bad Washington Nationals team. A little bit older of a player, but has a lot of experience. All those moves are fine. They're all cosmetic. They're all around the margins. I totally get it. And they could still go after a starting pitcher like a Jack Flaherty, a Walker Buehler, or even go on a one-year incentive-laden deal and really get some depth. And honestly, I wouldn't be upset if they did a Justin Verlander or if they did a Max Scherzer on a one-year deal, see what you can get out of them. Because they got other players like Ben Brown and Cade Horton on the way up. I wouldn't mind also if they went out and got a veteran reliever like a Kenley Jansen, David Robertson, as long as it's a one-year deal, low cost. Paul Sewald from the Arizona Diamondbacks, see if he can bounce back. Andrew Chafin, big mustache. There's moves the Chicago Cubs can do to get better. But they need something like a Kyle Tucker to move them from that 83 win area all the way up to that 87, 80, 89 area. Because they got to get to at least 88 to even whiff the playoffs. If they don't, what are we doing here? Other than teasing and tantalizing Cubs fans to spend a ton of money at the ballpark while they win a couple games here and there, are 3.5 games out of the wild card, and we tear our hair out all summer long saying, well, if they can just win this, and if the Diamondbacks lose, and if the Giants lose, we're doing Cubby math all year. So Kyle Tucker is the type of move that if you're not going to go out and you're not going to spend big bucks on all these other free agents, and Vladimir Guerrero is off the table, Kyle Tucker is a good consolation prize. And I will tell you, he is worth the $300 to $400 million that they will probably have to sign him to. But the Cubs need to think big. And if it's via trade, go for it. I don't care what it is, but they have to think big right now. And even if they trade Cody Bellinger for somebody else, I still want a guy like a Pete Alonso. A guy who's only missed 20 games over his last 40 years. Who's got an OPS in the eights, which we need, 854. Who hits bombs. Who could turn a game around with one swing of the bat and averages a 134 OPS plus, which would have led the team. So there's that. My final thought is, this came down the pipe. While I was recording this, Garrett Crochet got traded to the Boston Red Sox. Garrett Crochet, with 2 years left to control, 25 years old, made 32 starts last year for the Chicago White Sox. Apparently something that the Chicago White Sox aren't interested in. They traded him to the Boston Red Sox for catcher Kyle Teal, currently the fourth-ranked prospect in the Red Sox system. Braden Montgomery, number five. Chase Midroth, 11th, and Weichelman Gonzalez. Now, look, we don't know anything about any of these guys. I find it really interesting that the Chicago White Sox have loaded up on catchers. They've got Edgar Caro. They had Corey Lee up last year, and now this guy Kyle Teal. You would like to think and hope, fingers crossed, that the Chicago White Sox will, of one of those guys, will be the catcher of the future for the next 10 years. And I do think that is a foundational piece. You don't spend a ton of money at catcher, but those guys, if you can figure that out and set it and forget it, it does give you a leg up as you maneuver your roster and try and have it ascend in the years to come. Braden Montgomery is an interesting one. Literally was drafted last year right after Hagen Smith was drafted by the White Sox, was rumored to go to the White Sox with the picks, so they kind of get a two-for-one with their first-round picks of last year. Toolsy guy, very rangy, switch hitter, outfielder, probably a right fielder of the future, but an interesting piece. The Chase player, again, second baseman. Sounds like Nick Madrigal 2.0, but maybe a guy with contact to bat skills that can be really important and very valuable for them moving forward. And then Winkelmann Gonzalez, high-end fastball, but incredibly skinny, needs to fill out a little bit. I'm not going to wag my finger at it because if we remember, Ronaldo Lopez was a bit of a throw-in for them, and he became a really interesting piece and a good player who's now on the Atlanta Braves. So the Chicago White Sox, their farm system is getting a lot better. They now have six players in the top 59 or 60 players ranked among Major League Baseball. It's a good start. My personal opinion is I wish that they had kept Garrett Crochet, built around him. You need these foundational pieces. It's hard to find aces, and it's hard to find superstar sluggers. They had one. They're letting him go. I wish Garrett Crochet well. But the haul that comes back does make their pool, their prospect system, a little bit stronger, and hopefully one of these guys in the next couple years can come up and make a difference. If not, it's the same old thing over and over with the Chicago White Sox, who love the definition of insanity is doing things over and over and over.
Injured in an accident? That's no game, but you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.